on the Lunchtime Edition. Business owners and members of the public concerned about what they fear could be counterfeit notes in circulation. The central bank investigating the matter. The Barbados Union of Teachers worried about what it says is increasing violence in schools and calls for action to deal with it. Barbados founded road tennis could become an Olympic sport. And Barbados troops a step closer to deployment to Haiti as part of a peacekeeping force following yesterday's meeting of regional heads in Jamaica. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. The Barbados Central Bank says it's looking into reports that Barbados currency notes suspected of being counterfeit are in circulation. Photos of the $20 notes lacking certain features have been circulated on social media. A business owner contacted Starcom Network News this morning to share his concerns about the notes after his staff drew them to his attention. When asked about the matter, a central bank official said they too had seen the photos being circulated and are looking into the matter. Businessman David Bino tells Starcom Network News that there seems to be a significant number of these bills in circulation, and he, like the rest of the public, wants to know if they are counterfeit or not.
Yeah, quite a few this morning, Lord. I was made aware of it this morning, you know, so I'm just trying to find out exactly what's happening. What I can tell you is that there are some persons who are refusing now to take the $20 bills that don't have the hologram in the bottom, because I suppose because of what's circulating and people seeing it, you know, they're now aware of it and are more or less just inspecting the bills more than usual right now. Well, I would be concerned because the validity of the bill, you know, is critical, and also is also illegal to recirculate them. So, you know, you don't want to go in contravention to the law.
Businessman David Bino. The Barbados Union of Teachers is concerned about what it says is increasing violence in schools and wants action taken to address it, including increased security. The BUT president, Rudy Lovell, has again raised the issue following an incident yesterday where two schoolboys were injured, one suffering a serious stab wound during a brawl near a St. Michael school where the boys are students. Two of the students have been suspended from school as a result of the incident. Mr. Lovell sees this as part of a worrying trend.
It is important to address the underlying factors contributing to violence in schools. The BUT wishes to emphasize the need for increased investment in mental health support services, conflict resolution programs, and community outreach initiatives. Addressing the root cause of violence requires a multifaceted approach that goes beyond punitive measures. We must prioritize the implementation of evidence-based interventions that promote positive behavior, foster a culture of respect and inclusivity, and provide students with the necessary support to navigate challenges. Overall, the BUT's concerns about increasing violent incidents in schools reflect a broader need for proactive measures to ensure a safe and conducive learning environment for stakeholders involved, including the provision of additional security.
In relation to another matter, Mr. Lovell complains that loud noise from construction of the new Barbados Fire Service headquarters at Pine Plantation Road is disrupting the nearby Ann Hill School.
The construction of the new fire station is posing a problem on a daily basis. There's constant hammering and drilling throughout the day, and it's negatively impacting the teaching and learning process. Construction started a while ago, but as you would appreciate, work is ongoing, and during the day, to have to hear that drilling constantly, it can have an impact on one's mental health. That's what's happening now with the teachers and students at the Ann Hill School. This is something that we would want to address as soon as possible.
The president of the BUT, Rudy Lovell, in the Lunchtime Edition. The Barbados government is taking road tennis global, and efforts are underway to have it recognized as an Olympic sport. Sports Development Officer in the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Community Engagement, Stephen Rowe, has told the House of Assembly that Barbados is working to establish an International Road Tennis Federation. He made the revelation as his ministry remained in focus during the continuing estimates debate.
And in that regard, we have started the process and we are fairly far advanced with respect to setting up an International Road Tennis Federation, which would be the international governing body. And in that regard, we had some initial discussions, through the Barbados Olympic Association with the International Olympic Committee. And they have outlined a pathway that we must travel. Fairly stringent, I must say. It entails becoming affiliated with the Alliance of Independent Recognized Members of Sports.
He spoke of the importance of establishing the International Federation.
The general thinking is within the ministry is that if we can establish the International Road Tennis Federation, then it says to not only Barbados and our communities, but the world, that we're serious about road tennis and we're serious about taking road tennis out there. And as the minister would have mentioned, there are quite a few countries that have already come on board that are looking to us for guidance, and they're eagerly awaiting the establishment of that International Road Tennis Federation.
Sports Development Officer in the Ministry of Youth, Stephen Rowe. Haiti's Prime Minister Ariel Henry has formally announced his intention to resign, as CARICOM leaders last night said they had brokered a deal to restore peace in Haiti. Speaking during a video statement released today, Mr. Henry said the government is running and will remove itself immediately after the installation of a transitional presidential council. CARICOM held a meeting in Kingston to discuss Haiti's crisis. It was also attended by top officials from the U.S., France, Canada, Brazil, Mexico, Kenya, and other countries. At the end of the meeting, Guyana's President and CARICOM Chairman, Dr. Irfan Ali, acknowledged Mr. Henry's resignation and outlined the plans to move forward.
We acknowledge the resignation of Prime Minister Ariel Henry upon the establishment of a transitional presidential council and the naming of an interim prime minister. I want to thank Prime Minister Henry for his service to Haiti. And the following is agreed: the creation of a transitional presidential council comprised of 7 voting members and 2 non-voting observers. The council will exercise specified presidential authorities during the transition, operating by majority vote. The Transitional Presidential Council will swiftly select and appoint an interim prime minister. Will together with the interim prime minister appoint an inclusive council of ministers.
While not going into details, Mr. Ali said the region will be part of the deployment of a multinational security support mission to Haiti to help stabilize the security in that country.
But the security mission has many components. It has the deployment of the MSS, that is one aspect. We have the financing, that's a second aspect. And then we have what we term today a bridging security mechanism. That's a third aspect that is under consideration. How do we ensure that there is a bridge between the deployment and what exists today? And that requires continuous assessment and also requires resources and equipment on the ground. I wouldn't want to go further than that because these are matters that are carefully crafted and being discussed.
Guyana's president and the CARICOM chairman, Dr. Irfan Ali. Our top stories. Local business owners and members of the public concerned about what they fear could be counterfeit notes in circulation. The central bank investigating the matter. The Barbados Union of Teachers worried about what it says is increasing violence in schools here and calls for action to deal with it. Barbados-founded road tennis could become an Olympic sport as government announces plans to take it global. And Barbados troops a step closer to deployment to Haiti as part of a peacekeeping force following yesterday's meeting of regional heads in Jamaica. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group, I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.